We see hundreds of kids every day in emergency departments and GPs around Australia with fevers and just being generally unwell. And what's really tricky for us is to work out exactly, as you said, which of those children have a common virus, which will get better by itself, and which of those have a bacterial infection, which can lead on to sepsis. The bacterial infections can really come from anywhere. They can come from a scratch on the skin. They can come from being transmitted around the community. And there's no definitive way for us to know whether this is just a virus or this is just a bacterial infection. But they're largely transmitted the same ways as a common cold.
Is it a leading cause of death in children?
Yeah, it is. So the data suggests that probably more children die of sepsis than they do of car accidents in Australia. But I guess the car accident get a lot more publicity, whereas these serious infections tend to go in the background. But we see at least 50 children across Australia die from sepsis each year, which is quite a large number when you think about the paediatric population.
It's an insidious little beast. It often presents as a different kind of disease. How do you come to diagnosis?
So you might have a fever, you'll feel a little bit unwell, you might have a runny nose and a cough. And at that early stage, it's really hard for us to say whether this is a virus or whether this is a bacterial infection which can lead on to sepsis. We have some tests available to us at the moment, and the big challenge with those is a definitive diagnosis from those tests usually takes between 24 and 48 hours to grow the bacteria, which leads to delays in the treatment of that bacteria. And as you said, the delays in administering antibiotics lead to a significant increase in the chance of death as a result of sepsis.
There is some hope, though. Can you tell us about gene expression-based sepsis testing?
Yeah. So we're running a study in collaboration with a number of researchers and hospitals around Queensland that is looking towards gene-based testing to look at the body's response to this infection. So we're looking for gene-based markers that the body is responding to a bacterial infection, and we think that body response is much quicker to test for than actual testing for the bacteria itself.
Okay.
So we take some blood, and this is a very, very early phase of developing this test, and we look for those markers that the body is responding to an infection,
okay,
which tells us whether there's a bacterial or a viral response to that infection, which will allow us to say, this is definitely a virus or this is definitely a bacteria, potentially earlier than we can at the moment. Still a number of years away, but this is certainly, the initial results are certainly very positive. And obviously we need to do more research and development to make this available into the emergency setting.
You need people to support the research around this test. What can people do to help you?
Absolutely. Obviously research like this needs support. We're very proud to receive support from the Gold Coast Hospital Foundation and also the Emergency Medicine Foundation. And people can donate to contribute to this research through the Gold Coast Hospital Foundation website.
Dr. Shane George, good luck with your research.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for explaining this insidious, nasty little beast.
Thanks very much for having me, Matt.